I just want to talk to you about the Monty Hall problem. This isn't a question, but okay. Like, do you know about?
Yeah.
Do you get it?
I get it.
Okay, explain it to me.
If I remember, there's a number file video about it.
Yeah.
I like his channel.
Yeah. There's definitely some helpful YouTube explainers. And I feel like usually after I watch one of those, I'm like, oh, I get it. That makes sense. And then a couple days
later,
you
think
by,
about it later. Yeah. It's like, wait. So Monty Hall is
he's a magician.
A warm up?
Yeah, it was a warm up question.
All right. Warm me up, Scotty.
That's gross. How do you eat an apple?
Core first. Is that the answer you were looking for?
It's a creative one.
No, I start at like the top corner.
There's no corners on an apple.
The top, like the top outer rim. My first bite is like the... Okay, do you know how some apples are in like quadrants? They have like four humps.
Yes.
So I guess technically all apples do, but sometimes they're just the round and you can't tell.
Yeah.
So I'll start by biting the top of one of the humps.
Okay. And then where do you go from there though?
And then next bite will be right below that.
So you go down from there?
And then that's pretty, yeah, you're pretty much at the bottom. I guess I eat it in like vertical sections.
That's weird. I was going to make this an either or and make it like, do you do a trench around the whole apple, like around the circumference of it, and then eat the top and bottom, or just eat like around?
Yeah. There have been times I've like on a small enough apple. Yeah. I'll just trench around the middle.
Yeah.
'Cause I got a big mouth. I'm pretty much getting the whole apple that way. And then you're left with like the classic like double mushroom apple core look.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But I feel like that wastes a lot of good apple meat.
Yeah, you eat it after though. You eat that top shelf and bottom shelf.
Not if you're a cartoon character.
That's true.
You toss that shit.
When you said you had a big mouth, I pictured you putting the whole apple in and then pulling out just the core.
Man, if you could do an apple like a cherry, that'd be amazing.
I'm sure there's someone with a big enough mouth. I would choke to death.
I don't think it's an issue of big enough mouth. It's like you can't like suck the meat off an apple core without breaking the stem.
I'm sure there's someone with a big enough mouth and
powerful enough,
yeah,
gums and lips,
lungs to create that suction.
Yeah, it's an engineering problem.
You almost need to like pre-core it, like sort of.
Oh, that's a great idea. We should invent that. We should invent a machine that cores apples but doesn't remove the core. It just slightly lightly hangs onto the core so you can suck off the whole apple in one swoop.
We call it suck off.
Apple suck offs.
That reminds me of Suck It from The Office.
You take out your suck it and you suck it. I forgot the
Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by global warming.
It's a myth. Okay, so let's do another Ask Reddit.
Okay. Steal it.
If you think we're giving you credit, poster, you haven't been paying attention.
Okay, what is it?
Okay. You have to remain in one position for 24 hours.
Oh, it's like a horrible MRI.
Yeah. What position do you choose? You have, let's say, 30 minutes prep time.
Yeah, okay. So prep time I use to stretch a lot. Like I do a full yoga.
That's smart. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah. What would you do for prep time?
I was thinking of like positioning various electronics
okay,
in my vicinity.
I would just go fetal and sleep.
Fetal, okay.
Yeah, I can sleep for like 10 plus hours easy.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah, doing half that time is not an issue.
Yeah.
It's the other 10 where you got to lay still.
Do you, would you, is it bad for your health to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't stuff pool and...
yeah.
Like, could you die from that?
You wouldn't die. Maybe if you did it for a few days straight.
What if you did
bed sores?
What if you did it upside down? Would you die then?
I don't know.
All right, well, I think I'm going fetal in any case.
You should start hanging upside down for longer and longer periods of time.
Training myself for this?
Yeah.
Like a bat?
I think if you just went into it 24 hours headstand, it might kill you. But if you worked up to it.
Yeah. You'd have to like bear down like a pilot, you know?
Yeah. What's it called? Hooking?
Sure. Like, is that what the procedure is called to avoid G-forces?
I think it's called hooking. Yeah. When they go, hut-da, hut-da, hut-da.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be too much movement though.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. True.
I don't think I would go on my back. Like, that seems like maybe the default, like maybe just like lay sort of flat on your back. But
yeah,
I'm not a back sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely fall asleep that way.
Same.
So I feel like side is most comfortable, but the side that is touching the surface would get real sore, I think.
For sure. Yeah, same. Like, I enjoy a side sleep, but I can't, like, I have to roll. Like, it's not an all-night side sleep.
Yeah.
So I actually spend the most time on my face sleeping, I think. So I might choose face down, but I need one of those, like, massage chairs with the hole in the,
yes, the head support. Stick your head in.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I feel like, I don't know, I would get panicky though at like hour 15, no matter what position I was in.
Especially if you're fetal, like it's almost like you've created a claustrophobic situation out of your own body. But at the same time, fetal position is soothing, so maybe it probably counteracts.
It depends what surface too. If it's like on a floor or a hard surface, then I have to go back, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to, that's a good point. You want to go maximum surface area weight distribution on a hard surface.
And I need it to be a really comfortable bed to do fetal for that long. What do you do with your arms?
What about like, I don't know, yeah. Palms up or palms down?
Yeah.
Or mummy position, that's comfortable.
Sometimes I do that. Like, sometimes I do on my back with my arms like sort of folded in to sleep. Or even on my side with my arms folded in.
Uh-huh. Sometimes I'm like a tucker. I'll tuck an arm up like a wing.
That's weird.
Yeah. Just when I'm on my stomach, because, you know, like, it's like kind of the same problem as like when you're cuddling with someone and like, or like you're spooning and one arm is like trapped, like either under you or between the two of you. You're not sure what to do with it. In that case, fold it up like a wing.
I don't know what love is like, so
I've never spooned anyone. Did you see all them people grabbing the cash on the road?
No. Was there a cash spill?
Yeah, like a Brinks truck or an armored cash truck busted open on a highway.
Nice.
And there was just tons of cars pulled over playing the cash grab game.
How does that work? They know the serial numbers and like that money's worthless or?
No, still good. Better be still good. How pissed would you be if you spent hours collecting, like blowing around bills on the side of the highway and then they were just like, those are no good. But how do they even do that? They never do that.
What?
They can't just declare bills like no good because nobody checks them when you.
Can they declare them stolen?
Yes. Like you can. Obviously, to like trace certain bills, but
so then they can prevent you from using them, can't they? Or not?
Well, not if you have them. Like they could if everybody was checking, but like you give someone a 20, they don't run it through anything,
right? But like
the bills don't look any different, so
don't they like flag them at the bank and then they go to the gas station and pull the footage and then they get your face and then they go to your house and then they're like.
Too much fucking legwork, dude. And there were so many people that.
So you would feel 100% comfortable just spending road money?
1,000%. So what happened is the sheriff in the area released a statement saying you have to come and bring the cash in.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, yeah. But we have footage of you and your vehicle and your license plates.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll find you. But we have no way to prove how much you gathered up. So,
yeah, it's
come and
the old Reddit trope.
Yeah. Come pay a pittance.
Yeah. Oh, here's the $40 I found.
Yeah.
You know, that's just stuck to my windshield.
Yeah.
Officer.
I barely slowed down. Oh, this bag of money? No, that's from a different thing.
What's the question, though?
So, would you return any money you found in this situation?
Okay. So, specifically the armored truck situation?
Yeah.
Where it's blowing all over the highway?
Yeah. There's like, say, there's 50 people. They said they lost about $175,000 altogether.
Wow. What's that math?
I don't know. Let's say you got $500.
Okay. No, I would just, you know, put it in a drawer and spend it in a couple of years. Or spend it right away. I don't know.
Like, yeah, I would spend it that day. Like, yeah. I would, that money wouldn't even make it home.
I feel like you're more likely to get caught, though, if you spend it immediately.
Well, no, spend it before they even, like, the PSA's even gone out.
Right.
Like, before anybody is even wise to the fact that money's missing.
So you wouldn't even consider returning it?
Absolutely not.
Would you do what we were just joking about and return a little bit just to clear your name, or would you just...
Sure, just to keep my nose clean. But I mean, even doing that's admitting that you were there, so...
Yeah, I feel like, why would you do that? I don't know.
Yeah.
But let's up the stakes, though. Like, what if you, you know, what if you were one of two or three people there and you got 40 grand? Like, that's a much bigger deal.
Yeah.
You could get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
So what do you do at that point?
Then you're in a danger zone.
Like, $500, nobody's coming after you for. You're pretty much safe, I think, to go buy a PS4 and move on with your day.
Yeah.
But 40 grand.
40 grand, you return like 10 of.
Right. I still don't think I would return any. Just because, like you said, that proves you were there.
Yeah. But like, at 40 grand, it's worth it for them to track you down. At 500 and like 100 people.
Yeah.
There's very small chance that they're even going to get out of bed for that.
If it's worth it for them to track you down, it's worth it for them to figure out that you lied about how much you had. Like, I still wouldn't go in.
But how would they figure that out?
It's
money blowing around on a road. Like,
yeah. They'll figure out the serial numbers, I think.
Yeah, that's fine. That's easy.
And then, yeah, they'll just, like, the bank will flag them when they scan them in their machines. So wherever you spend it, like, you can't go put it in the bank.
No, I don't think you could deposit them, because they do.
Yeah,
they do have the machines at the bank to scan them.
But you have to spend it
in small amounts for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, that would make me really nervous. I might return it if it was a lot.
Yeah,
just because I would just be looking over my shoulder all the time, and I would put it in a drawer or whatever, and then never touch it because I was too afraid to, and then it would just be this thing looming, you know,
yeah,
all the time, causing 40 grand worth of stress or more.
Yeah, and then you're in the Walter White hole.
Yeah, you might as well
dig a hole under your house,
go rob a Brinks truck,
stash it in there, start doing other crimes to cover your tracks. Next thing you know, you're the meth king.
They're like, this guy was squeaky clean until he found some money, and then he's now a multiple murderer. We're not really sure why.
That's how it happens, man. Slippery slopes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd probably return it if it was that much. What's the threshold? I think less than 1,000 for me, I would spend. And
yeah,
well, maybe less than a couple. I don't know.
Depends how well the dollar's doing at the time.
It depends how well, it depends how much was lost in total, like what cut of it I have, and
mm-hmm. And how close is it to tax season?
Yeah, I think, you know, up to $5,000, I think, is where I would like question what to do with it. Anything more than that, I think I'd have to return it and maybe, you know, take a couple hundred out for fun.
Well, for your time and your troubles.
Yeah.
Driving it back to them.
There's a question. How much would you, if it was $40,000, how much would you take out before returning it?
To a bank? Like almost all of it. Like as much as I'd have it all in a bag, like all little stacks of bills ready to go in a bag to return. And then at the front door, I just start like stuffing all my pockets.
Sweating.
Like last minute, just have like a moral bankruptitude fit. Just start stuffing it all into my pockets.
Yeah.
And there's like a couple stacks left for them.
Yeah, I could see you going into a bank all sweaty with bills sort of like falling out of your pant leg.
Yeah. Like so disappointed in yourself for not thinking this through.
Yeah.
It's like I could have just left these at home.
Yeah. Why am I here?